Continuing reading chapter 3, text 2, continuing reading the comment. Srila Prabhupada's purport explains, this is in the comment 2, verse 2, although Krishna had no intention of confusing Arjuna by any jugglery of words, Arjuna could not follow the process of Krishna consciousness, either by inertia or by active service. In other words, by his questions, he is clearing the path of Krishna consciousness for all students who seriously want to understand the mystery of the Bhagavad Gita. And Prabhupada's quotation. Krishna will begin answering Arjuna's question by explaining in the following seven verses, 3 through 9, the defect in his desire to renounce his duty. Text 3. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, O sinless Arjuna, I have already explained that there are two classes of men who try to realize the self. Some are inclined to understand it by empirical philosophical speculation, and others by devotional service. Comment. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur explains that the word nishtha, faith or platform, is significant. Karma and jnana are two platforms or stages on the path to transcendental consciousness. The karma stage is the platform on which work is recommended, and the jnana stage is the platform on which one is sufficiently purified and detached to renounce work. They are not separate processes, but two rungs, one after the other, on the yoga ladder. Depending upon one's nishtha, his position, faith, or purity of heart, one is recommended to either act on either platform of karma or jnana. Arjuna had misunderstood this point and is thinking of jnana and karma as two processes leading in different directions. Krishna will now explain that premature renunciation of work accepted before one is sufficiently purified and detached will bring neither purification nor liberation. Text 4, the second verse in Krishna's reply to Arjuna. Not by merely abstaining from work can one achieve freedom from reaction, nor by renunciation alone can one attain perfection. Comment. Srila Prabhupada's purport states, quote, the renounced order of life can be accepted when one has been purified by the discharge of the prescribed form of duties which are laid down just to purify the heart of materialistic men. Without purification of heart, sannyas is simply a disturbance to the social order. On the other hand, if someone takes to the transcendental service of the Lord, even without discharging his prescribed duties, whatever he may be able to advance in the cause is accepted by the Lord, Buddhi Yoga. Even a slight performance of such a principle enables one to overcome great difficulties. From text 4 to 9, text 9, Krishna describes the active nature of the soul. Inactivity is not an option. One's activities must therefore be directed towards self-purification and self-realization, which are the purpose of performing prescribed duties. Okay, we shall end here. And Hare Krishna.